I can't believe that the Olympics are already over. It seemed that they just started a few days ago, and before I realized it, the closing ceremonies were being broadcast. While not every event flew by, it seemed to me that curling took place in slow motion. The entire complement of activities transpired in what felt like a compressed period of time. If that's what I experienced as a viewer, someone outside of the intensity of the events, someone who had not devoted years of my life preparing for a single race, I'm assuming that for many of the participants, time collapsed for them as well. From my own experiences in different realms, I have experienced planning for some far-off event and all of a sudden it arrives and it's over before I've fully appreciated or savored what was happening. While days at time pass slowly, it seems as if the weeks, months, and years oftentimes fly by. For me, one of the messages that Judaism offers is an appreciation about time, a recognition that the waters of time flow by unceasingly, and if we do not step back and pay attention to its unrelenting movement, we can find ourselves wondering after many years, where is the time gone? How has it passed so quickly? Why? Why did I put things on hold waiting for the right time, and now there is little time left? As one who doesn't embrace a traditional approach to Sabbath, who understands that the world we live in is not the world in which our ancestors developed their version of Sabbath observance, I still appreciate the philosophic notion that it is important to pause every once in a while and to regain a perspective on what is happening around us and to us. As people who are constantly on the move, who live in an age when 24/7 is not a sales pitch, but a reality, it is important to pay attention to the passage of time, to pay attention to how we are spending this finite resource that defines the boundary of our own lives. If we never pause, if we never focus, it is easy to awaken one morning and wonder, where have our days gone? Once they seemed to stretch before me like a great ocean, but now they lie behind me spent, gone, not in a manner that was most valued, just used and then discarded without thoughtfulness or concern. It seems to me that living our lives intentionally, focusing our attention on how we spend our time, enables us to live a more fulfilling and healthier life, a life defined not by the unceasing beat of time, but a life defined by the values we hold and the principles we cherish. And while time may still move more rapidly than we may wish, at least we will have the satisfaction of knowing that we have lived the hours and days of our lives in a manner reflective of what we value most. Ultimately, we do not control the hours we have, only the way we have spent them. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.